L.E. Harris expands defense operations with $1 billion Virginia investment. The Pentagon is no longer willing to let solid rocket motor production remain a single point of failure, and L.E. Harris just became the most visible proof of that conviction, with $1.27 billion in manufacturing expansion across three states that will more than double its Virginia footprint and position the company as the dominant vertically integrated propulsion supplier for U.S. missile programs. L.E. Harris Technologies announced April 15 that it will construct the Virginia Advanced Propulsion Facilities at its Orange County, Virginia site, a complex design for mixing, grinding, casting, and assembling solid rocket motors for the Department of Defense. The investment totals $1.27 billion and will expand the existing 256,000-square-foot Virginia facility to more than twice its current scale. The announcement, made alongside Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger and county officials, is projected to generate 350 jobs over the next 5 years. The Virginia expansion does not stand alone. It follows a January 2026 deal in which the Department of Defense committed $1 billion into L.E. Harris's Missile Solutions spin-off to expand capacity on critical missile programs, providing upfront capital for facility modernization and production rate increases. L.E. Harris separately broke ground on a new solid rocket motor production facility at the Aerojet Rocketdyne campus in Camden, Arkansas, and opened a rocket motor parts plant in Huntsville, Alabama, both within the past year. Key figure, L.E. Harris has now announced or received commitments totaling more than $2.27 billion in propulsion-related investment across four facilities, Virginia, Arkansas, Alabama, and the Department of Defense's January capital injection, representing one of the largest single-contractor industrial base expansions in U.S. missile propulsion history. The broader implication extends well beyond L.E. Harris's balance sheet. Any institutional investor watching defense capital flows should treat this as a structural signal, not a one-off contract win. The Department of Defense is deliberately co-investing with primes to rebuild domestic propulsion capacity that decades of consolidation eroded, and the money is moving fast. The Department of Defense's co-investment model rewrites the risk-return calculus for defense industrials. The January 2026 Pentagon commitment of $1 billion into L.E. Harris's Missile Solutions spin-off represents a qualitatively different financing structure than traditional defense contracting. Rather than paying for output through cost-plus or fixed-price contracts, the Department of Defense provided upfront capital, effectively acting as a co-investor in manufacturing infrastructure. The Pentagon cited industrial resilience explicitly as the rationale. Our view, this model transfers execution, risk onto the contractor while giving Department of Defense a structural stake in capacity outcomes. For institutional investors evaluating defense industrials, it creates a new class of asset, government-backed manufacturing infrastructure with sovereign demand guaranteed at the back end. The risk profile resembles a public-private infrastructure partnership more than a traditional weapons program. That framing matters for how capital allocators should price L.E. Harris's propulsion segment. L.E. Harris stated in its April release that its facility investments will enable it to double, triple, and quadruple solid rocket motor production rates for a range of key programs. The specificity of that language, three distinct production rate milestones, suggests the company has modeled staged ramp scenarios against specific program demand signals, likely tied to classified or restricted contracts. Terms of those underlying programs were not disclosed. Three-state footprint builds competitive moat against emerging propulsion rivals. The geographic logic of the L.E. Harris expansion is deliberate. Virginia, mixing, grinding, casting, assembly, Arkansas, production at the former Aerojet Rocketdyne campus, and Alabama, parts manufacturing in Huntsville, the hub of U.S. missile development, create an interlocked supply chain that is difficult to replicate quickly. Camden, Arkansas in particular carries strategic weight. Co-locating on an Aerojet Rocketdyne campus means L.E. Harris inherits legacy tooling, workforce knowledge, and regulatory approvals that a greenfield competitor could not replicate in under a decade. The Huntsville plant matters for a different reason. Huntsville hosts the Missile Defense Agency, Army Futures Command's Aviation and Missile Program Offices, and key Raytheon and Lockheed Martin program teams. Physical proximity to customer program offices accelerates design iteration cycles, a competitive advantage in an environment where delivery timelines are compressing under congressional and combatant command pressure. The implication, L.E. Harris is not building capacity in response to current demand. It is building ahead of projected demand, betting that U.S. missile inventory drawdowns, accelerated by materiel transfers to allied partners and consumption modeling from ongoing conflicts, will require a structural production rate increase that existing industry cannot meet. That is a high-conviction capital commitment, and the Department of Defense's $1 billion co-investment is the clearest possible confirmation that the government shares that demand outlook. Autonomous systems investment runs parallel, Anduril and HD Hyundai signal a broader defense industrial ramp. The L.E. Harris announcement did not occur in isolation. On the same day, Defense News reported that Anduril and HD Hyundai have moved their first autonomous surface vessel, ASV, into active construction, with delivery to the water targeted for October 2026. Anduril's General Manager and Vice President of Surface Dominance, Corey Emmons, confirmed at the Sea Air Space Exposition that daily at-sea testing is generating operational data that will transfer to the production hull upon delivery. Edison Quist Offshore is manufacturing the vessel at U.S. shipyards. Emmons declined to disclose the vessel's price tag, and production rate figures were not provided. The parallel investment flows, L.E. Harris in propulsion, Anduril/HD Hyundai in autonomous maritime, reflect a consistent Department of Defense procurement posture in 2026, accelerate industrial base capacity across every domain simultaneously, using a combination of co-investment, OTA contracts, and direct program awards. The implication for institutional capital is that this is a broad-based defense manufacturing cycle, not a single platform story. Sources, Defense News, April 20, 2026. Financial terms for Arkansas and Alabama facilities not disclosed. Investment positioning, where the capital flows from here for private equity and institutional investors, the L.E. Harris expansion crystallizes three actionable positions. First, Tier 2 and Tier 3 solid rocket motor suppliers become acquisition targets. When a prime commits $1.27 billion to scale propulsion capacity, it creates demand surges for specialty chemical inputs, ammonium perchlorate, HTPB binder systems, precision machined casings, and igniters, components sourced from a thin supply base of smaller manufacturers. Companies in this space with qualified production lines and existing Department of Defense relationships will see multiple expansion. Historically, specialty defense propulsion suppliers have traded at 10x-14x EBITDA in strategic transactions. A capacity-constrained environment compresses the field further and elevates those multiples. Second, the Department of Defense co-investment model creates a template. If the Pentagon provided $1 billion in upfront capital to L.E. Harris's missile solutions spin-off in January, similar structures are likely in negotiation with other propulsion and munitions primes. Watch for analogous announcements from Northrop Grumman's Propulsion Systems segment and General Dynamics Ordnance and Tactical Systems. Those announcements, when they come, will validate the model and likely expand the pool of eligible co-investment candidates to mid-tier suppliers. Third, Virginia's defense manufacturing corridor is structurally undervalued in industrial real estate terms. The Orange County site expansion, more than doubling a 256,000-square-foot footprint, anchors long-term employment and supply chain activity in a region that will benefit from a decade-long production ramp. Industrial real estate within the corridor serving this facility has a structural demand catalyst that extends well beyond a single program cycle. The Plaquemines view the market is pricing the L.E. Harris Virginia announcement as a capital expenditure event. It is not. It is a demand signal masquerading as a supply event. The Department of Defense's decision to co-invest $1 billion in L.E. Harris's missile solutions spin-off in January 2026, before the $1.27 billion Virginia expansion was announced, tells us the government has already solved for the demand side of the equation. Classified inventory replacement programs, allied munitions commitments under extended deterrence frameworks, and operational consumption modeling have produced a demand curve that existing U.S. propulsion capacity cannot satisfy. L.E. Harris is not speculating on future demand. It is building against contracted or near-contracted requirements. The second-order effect is consolidation pressure across the propulsion supply chain. When a single prime scales to 2x-4x production rates across four facilities simultaneously, it does not simply grow, it rationalizes the supply base around its own network. Smaller propulsion shops that cannot meet the throughput or certification requirements of a scaled L.E. Harris will face a binary choice: get acquired or get displaced. Plaquemines expects at least 2 to 3 sub-$500 million transactions in the propulsion and energetic materials supply chain within 18 to 24 months, driven directly by this capacity ramp. The Anduril/HD Hyundai autonomous surface vessel development, first hull in the water by October 2026, adds a second data point to the same thesis. The U.S. defense industrial base is executing a synchronized, multi-domain production ramp that has no precedent in the post-Cold War era. For institutional capital, the question is no longer whether to allocate to defense manufacturing, it is which tier of the supply chain captures the highest incremental margin as the ramp matures. Tier 1 primes like L.E. Harris absorb the program risk and the capital intensity. The margin leverage, historically, lives one tier down. Position accordingly. The bottom line: L.E. Harris's $1.27 billion Virginia expansion, layered on top of a $1 billion Department of Defense co-investment and two additional facility builds in 2025, constitutes the most aggressive single-contractor propulsion capacity expansion in the U.S. since the post-Gulf War missile procurement surge. The Department of Defense's willingness to provide upfront capital, not just contracts, signals that Washington has concluded the industrial base cannot self-finance the required ramp on commercially viable timelines alone. That conclusion has investable consequences. The propulsion supply chain is about to tighten, multiples for qualified Tier 2 suppliers will expand, and the Virginia-Arkansas-Alabama manufacturing corridor will anchor U.S. missile production for a generation. The companies that build the inputs for L.E. Harris's next four facilities are the trade.